you're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And this evening, we've been having some political speeches, excerpts from Martin Luther King Jr., mixed on top of the music, the jazz music that we've been playing for you. We started off the last set with Sun Ra and his orchestra with a track called India from his Supersonic Jazz album, originally recorded in 1956 and subsequently reissued. Then we heard from Billy May and the theme from Mannix. And I found that on Ultra Lounge, Volume 13, TV Town. And then the first of two songs from our featured album of the evening, Queen's Jazz Album. That was one of the two big commercial hits from that album, Bicycle Race. And then we heard Billie Holiday, Let's Do It. And then another selection from the Ultra Lounge series. This time it was Martin Denny and Hypnotique from Ultra Lounge Volume 1, Mondo Exotica. And then we finished things off with Queen and Dead on Time, of course, from their jazz album. And the thunderclap at the end of the song that was actually recorded live by Dr. Brian May outside in the great outdoors. And if you read the album credits, the thunderclap is credited to God. So backing me up right now is our featured ambient artist of the evening. That'd be Sun Ra and his orchestra. This is Blues at Midnight, another selection from that Supersonic Jazz 1956 album. So, let's start off the next set going way back in time. Well, not way back in time, really, but way back into the 20th century. Here, well, okay, I've been getting into giving you a little forewarning of what you're going to hear in each set, because helps with the musical education, which is one of the things that that we try to do here at WMFO. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing some more from Ultra Lounge. We're going to be hearing Peggy Lee and the Latin Jazz Sextet eventually. We'll also hear from the John Coltrane Quartet and Clifford Brown. And we'll be finishing up with Jazz Jan Hammer, some electronic synthesizer-oriented jazz. But first, let's start things off with some Glenn Miller, A String of Burls, here on WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. feel good.
Bewitched, bewitched, you've got me in your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. Bewitched, bewitched, one thing is for sure, that stuff you pitch just hasn't got a cure. My heart was under lock and key, somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught.
WMFO Medford 91.5 on the FM.
Half of young Americans can't locate economic powers like Japan and India. 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. Without geography, our children aren't ready for the world. Geography is everywhere. It's incredible creatures. Rhythm. Fashion. Flavor. It's economics and politics. It's change. Understanding connections between people and places is critical in the 21st century. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org for your free parent and teacher action kits. Because kids who understand our world today can succeed in it tomorrow.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is constitutional attorney John Whitehead.
Not since the Boston Tea Party has tea been such a hotly contested topic of debate. In an epic battle that is pitting the rights of churches against the government's war on drugs, the Supreme Court will decide whether a federal narcotics policy should trump religious freedom. Believing that they have a right to get high on God, members of a small American church are challenging a ban against importing and drinking a sacred tea with hallucinogenic effects. Government officials, on the other hand, insist that federal drug policy should prevail over the outlawed herbal beverage. But the point of law is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The right to have your religious beliefs reasonably accommodated is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO, Medford.
Oh, what does that old queen know?
Galaxy.
Rosetta Crawford singing with Tommy Ladner, one of the best trumpet men ever to come out of New Orleans and the New Orleans area. Tommy Ladner on trumpet. Mez Mesro was on clarinet. James P. Johnson on piano. Teddy Bunn on guitar. Elmer James on string bass. And Zudie Singleton on drums. This was in 1939. And it says, I can think of this myself. I'm tired of fattening frogs for snakes. So here we go.
Thank you.
here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are bringing you an evening of jazz. Yes, that's our theme. A wide variety of jazz music mixed up with selections from our featured album, Queen's 1978 album Jazz, which was using jazz more as a broad kind of word in the English way, and featured a wide variety of different music, as Queen was often known for doing. And the album actually was not so much appreciated by many critics when it came out, but I think it has proven itself over time. In fact, the Rolling Stones critic kind of panned it, and many years later, Rolling Stone predominantly featured it as one of their 10 classic rock albums that Rolling Stone didn't get right when it came out. So we began that set with Glenn Miller and A String of Pearls, and then Peggy Lee with the theme from Bewitched from Ultra Lounge Volume 13 TV Town. Then some public service messages and a Tears of the Gods station ID from Coffee and Smoke's Alex Biondez, who is on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. and whom I'm eternally grateful for turning me on to the whole Ultra Lounge series, as well as teaching me how to be a better DJ for a couple of semesters. He was on before me, and I learned an awful lot from him, as did Arthur, who called in, and Arthur trained with Coffee and Smoke's Alex, which I'd certainly say Alex has to be one of the best trainers for college radio kinds of things. Yeah. We also heard from Queen and If You Can't Beat Them, from, of course, their jazz album. And then John Coltrane, his quartet, Say It, over and over and over and over again. Clifford Brown followed with Excuse These Blues, and then the Latin Jazz Sextet, their version of A Night in Tunisia, from Ultra Lounge Volume 17, Bongo Land. And we finished things off with Jan Hammer and the Miami Vice theme. Oh, you know, actually, I was wrong there. It wasn't the Latin Jazz Sextet. It was Rosetta Crawford with, as Hank Fonts described, she was singing I'm Tired of Fattening Frogs for Snakes. Yes, thanks to Hank Fonts for having some intro on there and some explanation of the musicians involved. So we've got time for one last set here before Sava Fair comes in with, I believe, a two-hour special edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. And we are going to have in this final set some Nate Najjar with the cool cover version of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And we'll go kind of broad in this with some Clash as well. We'll also hear some Bud Powell and Gene Krupa, and two selections from Queen's Jazz album, starting off with Freddie Mercury here and a song with some Persian words, some Arabic words, some English words, and some made up words.
Ibrahim, 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 Allah, 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 Allah will pray for you.
Mustafa, Mustafa, Ibrahim.
Mustafa, 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 Ibrahim.
Mustafa, Ibrahim, Mustafa.
Ibrahim, Mustafa Ibrahim.
into passive resistance and still determined to use the weapon of love. We are still insisting emphatically that violence is self-defeating, that he who lives by the sword will perish by the sword.
Police walked in for Jimmy Jazz. I said he ain't here, but he sure went by. Oh, you're looking for Jimmy Jazz. Yeah, they said, strapped to my Sagana for Jimmy Dread. Cut off his gears and chop off his head. Police come look.
Even kill your black brothers and sisters. You see the vast majority of your 20 million Negro brothers smothering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an affluent society. And you suddenly find your tongue twisted and your speech stammering as you seek to explain to your 6-year-old daughter why she can't go to the public amusement park and see her developing an unconscious bitterness toward white people. And you have to concoct an answer for a 5-year-old son who is asking, Daddy, why do white people treat colored people so mean? And you are humiliated day in and day out by nagging signs reading white and colored. And your first name becomes nigger. Your middle name becomes boy, however old you are. And your last name becomes John. And your wife and mother are never given the respected title mentioned. And you are harried by day and haunted by night by the fact that you are a Negro, living constantly at tiptoe stand, never quite knowing what to expect next, and afraid with inner fears and outer resentment. And you are forever fighting a degrading and degenerating sense of nobody. Then you will understand why we find it difficult to wait.
We'll be right back. kill you, a cruel I devil you, and to thrill you I'll use any device.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I hope you've enjoyed our evening of jazz. In that last set, we had two cuts from our featured album, Queen's Jazz, Mustafa. And we concluded with Let Me Entertain You. In between, we had Gene Krupa, I Know That You Know, Bud Powell, Reitz and I, The Clash, Jimmy Jazz, and Nate Najjar, The Battle Hymn of the Republic. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week. And stay tuned for Savoir Faire and Songs from the Squid Pod, only here on WMFO in Medford.
Mm-hmm.